Hi guys, it's your girl, Rebecca Bear. Hope you're doing amazing and doing fine.
I'm just putting my AC down a little bit so you,
it doesn't mess up the audio too much because it's too hot outside. Hate summer. Anyway, today I am going to talk about which one is better. And I'm talking about Chili's, $6 margaritas, and then the $1 margarita, or $1.25 if you have a flavor margarita at Applebee's. In general, I think Chili's overall has better food. In general, I have a lot of different options that I pick from, this, that, and the other. Chili's margaritas that they have every month, $6, they're always amazing, a good deal, they give you a big cup of the margarita, depending on what margarita is there for that month, and sometimes they still have leftover margaritas from the month if you miss it too. Very inexpensive, $6. Everybody can afford $6. Always good. So, if you're like, oh, I missed the $1 margarita at Applebee's, go to Chili's every month. $6 margaritas if you're a margarita girl. Very good flavors. For me, depending on what kind of margarita there is in the month, depends if I skip it or not. Because I'm very into like the sweet margaritas, not the sour ones, or like the ones that are more tart. So it all depends. But like, you can do every month, or you can skip here and there, but $6 is not expensive for margaritas. You know, so it's like margaritas can be like 12, depending on the place, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah, I would say like the lowest I've seen margaritas was 12, and the highest is like $20 or $30, depending on where you're going, what concert venue you're going. They can be very expensive. So $6 is a deal. Alright, so let me talk about Applebee's because I've just been raving about Chili's Health. They're amazing because they are. I do have a rewards card with them because I love Chili's. Alright. Applebee's. Okay, so I'm Canadian. So I haven't gone to Applebee's a lot. I would say max, and this is a stretch, so it might be lower than that. I believe I've went to, including like recently, Applebee's 1 to 3 times. Yes, so before the recent trip for the dollar margarita, I think I went 1 or 2 times. Again, I'm not a big Applebee's person, fan, like I said. I had their California chicken salad. That was good. Me and one of my good friends went there to have their $1 margarita. And here's the thing. The $1 margarita, okay, is just the plain one. Like, no, like flavor. No, like, mango, no peach, no this, that, and the other. No. The $1 margarita is just a plain margarita with, like, no flavor. it ends up being like actually $1.25, a dollar, something like close to $2 when you add a flavor. That's what you learn when you go there. Just letting you know. So it's not actually a dollar margarita. Unless you're getting a plain margarita. It's actually $1.25, close to $2. Anyway, when it comes to, like, for me, like, under $10 for a margarita, Chili's does it well. There's alcohol in it. You taste the alcohol in it. And I know some people will be like, oh, I don't taste the alcohol. But you know there's alcohol in it. It's, like, that good. Even if you don't taste the alcohol, you're like, oh, this is more like. But Applebee's, it's like you don't, it's not, the margarita's not that good. Plus, it doesn't taste like there's alcohol in it. And I've seen, like, multiple people reviewing it and being like, I didn't taste anything. There was nothing. You just taste juice. Like, when it comes to, like, I've had, like, some drinks. They were, like, the chocolate ones, like, you know, with Kahlua and Bailey's. Specifically, I'm talking about the Viking drink in Epcot. You don't taste the alcohol in it because, like, Kahlua and Bailey's, it's not, like, something you... But you know that there's alcohol in it, and you taste the Kahlua and stuff like that, but it's not, like, overpowering, right? And people are like, oh, that's dangerous. It's good, but you know there's alcohol in it. This, even if you're a lightweight, I feel like for a lightweight, they could have, like, probably 6 of it and still be okay. And if you're a heavyweight, you can have way more than that. So, it all depends. Like, it tastes like there's no alcohol in it. It doesn't even smell like there's alcohol in it. For example, those drinks that you're like, oh, they're dangerous because you don't taste the alcohol, but you smell the alcohol. If you smell the drink, you smell the alcohol, so you know there's alcohol in it. This, you don't even smell the alcohol. It's just, I would say it's 90%, well, if you have a flavor, because I had a flavor. I would say it's 90% whatever flavor you have, and then, like, 10%. Or even, I would say like 5% more, like 5% alcohol. So the juice overpowers it, so you don't even taste the alcohol. I would say it's kind of like the zero proof alcohol or whatever alcohol you can have that if you're under drinking age, you can drink it and be okay. That's like, oh, there's like a 1% trace of alcohol. I believe that's what the $1 margarita is. You don't get a buzz, you don't get a hit, you don't get anything. I had two. I had the blueberry raspberry and the mango. Didn't taste anything. It didn't give me anything. It didn't give me a kick. It didn't give me this is disappointing. But one thing I will say, a pro for Applebee's, because I'm a Pepsi drinker, they do have Pepsi. So that's the thing I like. Not a lot of restaurants have Pepsi. They're more Coke products, and I don't like Coke because it tastes like metal. I'm not a Coke person. But, like, I don't think it's worth it for this month to spend a dollar, if you want to drink, like, a dollar and something for alcohol. And what I saw, it was like, it's unlimited. And it's easier. I feel like you probably, depending if you're a lightweight, medium weight, a heavy weight when it comes to drinking, to get a lot of drinks because it's not heavy. And I wasn't going to, like, okay, $3 for, like, of all the flavors to be like, this isn't hitting me at all. So overall, like, when it comes to Chili's and Applebee's with the cheaper prices of drinks, 100% I would go with Chili's. The margaritas taste good. You get a lot of it. You get it in a big cup. If you have, like, a cup at home, like any kind of glass cup that you drink alcohol in it, not a wine cup, like one of the square-shaped ones, I would say even if, like, you know, the plastic cups that you get when you go to concerts and stuff, like the ones that are not, the very thin ones, that's what they give you. So it's not a lot of drink that they give you, but, like, at all for the $1 margaritas. So I guess it's also because it's a $1, and they might, it's $1, and I'm like, oh, maybe, like, even if it's a dollar, you know, because you would at least taste the alcohol. And I saw some reviews saying, like, the blue raspberry one tastes like they put alcohol in it, and I'm like, no, I don't, still don't taste the alcohol. And again, I am not a lightweight at all. So, and my friend, like I said, who is a lightweight, she, it didn't do anything for her either. So, if it comes to, like, Chili's, like I said again, or Applebee's, well, for Applebee's, it's only the month of July. But, like, if we're talking about this month, and your friends are like, oh, we should go to Applebee's for the ones that, don't just go to Chili's. They have great drinks that are yummy, delicious, $6, not expensive. You could get one and be done. Where the Applebee's $1 or $1.25, however, it's going to take more money to get, like, the feeling that you want, like, after a long, hard day of work or this, that, and the other, than Chili's. Because Chili's is going to, after one, you could be like, okay, I'm done. Or after two, you could be like, I'm done. What with Chili's? With Applebee's, it's going to be like, what are all your flavors? And then maybe after all the flavors, I think there's 5 flavors. Yeah. After all 5 flavors, then you might feel something or you might not. I feel like that wouldn't be, like, the first time. If I did that, I feel like that would be the first time I tried a lot of drinks and then still not feel anything. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to keep spending money to see. I'm like, I did two. I did one that I knew from people that they said, oh, this had, like, it felt like it had alcohol in it. I'm like, it didn't. And I also saw reviews, like, right after they did the review, they left. And I'm like, well, they had food, but they left. And I'm like, exactly. That shows how if there's alcohol in it, it's very little. Very little, like, probably less than 5%. Probably more towards the, like, 1 or 2%. Because if I'm drinking something and it tastes like water, like, I didn't even taste the blue raspberry and I didn't taste the mango either, and I didn't taste the alcohol. So, it's like my friend said, it's very watered down. And then it's like, oh, okay, so this is what a dollar is. But, like, I was hoping for more for, like, the dollar margarita. Like, at least a little bit of, like, a kick. But I was drastically wrong. But, yeah, that's my thoughts about Chili's $6 margarita a month and the dollarita at Applebee's. Will I be back to Applebee's? Probably not. Honestly not, because I don't even go to Applebee's. Applebee's is not in my thought process. The only reason why I went to Applebee's was because my friend was like, oh, they're doing the dollarita. I was like, let's try it. And it was very disappointing. But that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.